97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
You know, we've already seen the protests happening outside of the DNC in Chicago.
Discover your new Acura right now at...
New Acura sounds nice. I would like to discover the new Acura.
I would like KSDK Channel 5 to fix their website, but I interrupted you.
So we want ahead, a lot of things. I'd also like the Post-Dispatch to fix theirs, because their websites may be equally as frustrating.
Yes.
We've seen that the protests happening. Ian's losing it. We've seen the protests happening outside the DNC. You know, the crazies, the pro Hamas crowd or whatever. But I'm hoping there's going to be a lot of pro lifers who are also protesting out there. I'm sure there will be, because did you know, Mark Cox, that the crazy Planned Parenthood folks are bringing their mobile health clinic or whatever they call it to the DNC, so to Chicago, and people are going to have an opportunity to get free abortions and vasectomies. They're rolling it out not too far from the actual location where the DNC will be held.
I saw that.
Today, exclusively, you can get a vasectomy for free. Medical abortions are going to be reportedly available today and tomorrow.
But did you see the rest of the tweet? Because that's really what made it as special as it was.
Well, which tweet? Because I've seen quite a few. You're talking about the Planned Parenthood?
Planned Parenthood Great Rivers. At Planned Parenthood Great Rivers. Here's how the tweet read, and you got to wait till the last line. Here we come, Chicago. Our mobile health clinic will be in the West Loop at the at Shy Abortion Fund and the at Wiener Circle, August 19th to the 20th, providing free vasectomies and medication abortion. EC will also be available for free without an appointment. You also get a coupon for a free hot dog.
Of all the businesses to have ties with that is the Wiener Circle.
My reply was, wasn't it a free hot dog that caused this problem to begin with?
Oh my gosh, that's like Anthony Weiner. What are the odds that you know?
I know
the scandal. The jokes write themselves.
So the local. The Planned Parenthood Great Rivers folks, as you mentioned, have sent their mobile murder clinic to Chicago to clean up any messes that might be left behind after a week of partying by the Democrats.
Yep. There are people marching right now in Chicago dressed up as the abortion pill, mifepristone or whatever. They're wearing a costume that looks like an abortion pill and marching around the streets of Chicago. Are you hearing me?
Sick puppies.
Is that normal? Absolutely not. This mobile abortion clinic, by the way, started back in 2022, and I dug up a story from KSDK that was talking about this because I was curious about, like, how does this even work? Listen to this.
We are launching the first Planned Parenthood mobile abortion clinic in the country.
This 37-foot van will hit the road soon towards southern Illinois.
So it has a standard lab, it has a little waiting room, it has two exam rooms.
There you go. In case you were wondering what this mobile clinic is going to look like, that's it.
I remember reading something about that, or maybe running a soundbite when they first rolled it out after Roe got overturned, and they described it as if they were going to drive up and down the border on the Illinois side of the border from northern Illinois all the way to past Carbondale, providing, you know, mobile abortions for anybody who needed them, who needed to escape from evil Missouri, where they don't like murdering babies, to Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
But they're there for you. Planned Parenthood is there for you.
Yep.
Did it mention that they probably also make money by selling the body parts out the back door?
100%.
I mean, because you know 100%. That's what they do.
I thought you had to have an ultrasound. They had to give you an ultrasound before you had an abortion. And I'm sure it's a terrible ultrasound intentionally so that you can't actually see the baby moving around in your belly. But I don't know if they'd be doing that in this clinic, because they're clearly just trying to get abortions for as many people as possible in this short 2-day window that this mobile clinic will be outside the DNC. In 2022, when KSDK did this story talking about it rolling into southern Illinois, because remember, that was the first time, I guess, this clinic the mobile clinic started. KSDK writes, appointment wait times at that point, I guess, had gone from 4 days to more than 2 weeks. This is, I guess, after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Patients from outside of Missouri and Illinois increased by 340%, and patients coming for an abortion after 14 weeks of gestation increased by more than 115%.
Gosh. Imagine being more concerned. I'm just trying to, sometimes I try to put myself in the shoes of one of these lefties so I can try to understand them. Imagine being more concerned about giving free health care and education and driver's license to people who illegally broke into your country than you are about saving the life of an innocent child who was conceived in a moment of drunkenness or lust or just an accident or whatever it happens to be. You're more concerned about making sure people can go legally murder their offspring than you are people breaking into this country illegally and stealing our resources. I cannot wrap my brain around that. How can you be so passionate about that issue?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are, as I've often said, progressives are the most selfish people in America. It's all about them and what they want right now, and they don't give a damn about the country. They don't care what happens in the future. They want their satisfaction right now. I don't know how else to describe it. What else would be your motivation for that being your overriding desire in Chicago to ride around in a van that provides medical abortions on demand?
I mean, yeah, I went to a pro-life women's conference and some of the former abortion clinic workers were there and they were in tears and they shared some of their stories about having to hold girls down on the table to perform these abortions who were screaming. And I mean, it was devastating hearing the trauma that they witnessed on behalf of the girl who was getting the abortion, but then the trauma that they've then had witnessing that and living with that. I think a lot of these girls, in particular young girls, but not just young girls, They need to know there are resources out there. You know, we can talk about the fact that it's murder and all of the reasons in our mind why you cannot justify an abortion, but that doesn't translate with them. You
oh,
know,
I'm
I
sure.
Think,
in that
I think
moment
they
of
have to know. I mean,
panic.
Like Missouri Right to Life. I mean, we've talked to them. Missouri, like Coalition Life. I mean, all these great organizations that are working so hard to try to intervene and tell these girls it's not over when you get pregnant. It's not over. There are so many. If you're not feeling like you can keep the baby, you know what? There are families who would be ecstatic to have that child and nurture that child and love that child and raise that child as if it were their own. That adoption is an option. I mean, there's just so many things you can tell this girl that would potentially give her hope. And this notion that guys have no say in that. And I'm telling you, this is someone who used to feel that way. I used to feel like if you're a guy, back off. Like you have no right to make a decision here. I mean, that seriously was my stance on things until a handful of years ago when my whole opinion on abortion changed in general. And now I'm like, gosh, guys, speak up. I hear so many guys, when the women challenge them, they're like, oh, yeah, no, it's to be up to a woman. No, stop saying that. Don't back down. This is your baby, too. That's a life you created. Why are you letting these women steamroll over you and basically edge you out and act like you have no right to make a comment about the life you've created? That's nonsense. So I would challenge the guys to speak up. And you can say that in a loving way. Okay, and the women, there's just got the messaging. We have to figure out a way to reach more of these girls. And there's sidewalk advocates who bravely approach these girls as they're driving up to the abortion clinic in hopes that they might say something that plants a seed of hope.
Yes.
that will make them maybe turn around, or at least it delays it to let them think about it. You know, I just
crazed leftists look for a reason to charge them with some crime.
Yeah.
For speaking the truth.
Right, because if Planned Parenthood really wanted it to be up to a woman, her choice, then they would be fine with somebody at least questioning their thought. I mean, like, hey, I'll come back in a week. Let me think more about this. But that's not how it is, because they know if a sidewalk advocate, for example, can get the person to turn around and think about it, the odds of them choosing life are going to greatly increase. Not always, but it will greatly increase. So it's about the money and just greed
it's
and all of
the
things with Planned Parenthood.
Selfishness.
Yes.
Absolutely. Great point, Kim. It really is. Yeah, shockingly, that's going on in Chicago, by the way. Oh, let's mention this. No on three. Repeat that to everybody. There's going to be five different amendments on your ballot come November. Amendment 3 is the abortion amendment in Missouri. No on 3, or they're going to be doing this up till the moment of birth in the state of Missouri before you know it. That's how insane they are. We're going to be back in just a minute.